countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, since its launch in 2014, the Wild Atlantic Way has given a huge boost to tourism along the Atlantic seaboard. Tourists have been nudged to venture beyond the well-known holiday spots and places like Dublin, and it's created a recognisable brand for the businesses along the 2,500-kilometre route, which stretches from Kinsale to Inishowen. But coming out of lockdown with multiple COVID restrictions, how are Wild Atlantic Way businesses faring? Well, two researchers have been looking at this very question, Liam Carr of NUI Galway and Kenisha McGettigan. But before I speak to them, let's hear from some business owners themselves along the route. Good morning, Mary Aston. You're very welcome to Countrywide.
Good morning, Ella.
You run the Glencarrig Bed and Breakfast in Carrigaholt there in County Clare, and your husband Luke charters fishing boats for your guests. How have things been?
Things have been pretty good in the last couple of weeks, but prior to that it was tricky. What for us, opening international travel was a game changer. That's when things finally came round, in my opinion. We could go back to a little bit more normality. We have our international fishermen able to come back. That was a big deal, a very big deal.
And you've both spent 20 years building up your market. Have you seen those familiar faces returning?
Yes, we have. Thankfully, we have. We have groups coming in for 18 years. almost the same week every year, and it was very tricky last year when they weren't able to come. It was just this, you know, it was just having them back and getting back to some sort of normality and some sort of, you know, security, really, I suppose.
And after this
dreadful time, really.
Yes, and I imagine, did you have conversations with your husband Luke last year thinking, how are we going to do this?
We did. We absolutely did. We were worried about how we were going to get through. We had no international business, obviously, and we had a very heavily booked season from April forward right through to the end of September. We were pretty much fully booked. We were facing one of our busiest seasons ever, and then suddenly this happened, and they just all disappeared one by one off the system. It was horrendous. It was absolutely horrendous.
And Mary, I know how hard it is with the changing in the different restrictions and regulations, but how briefly are you feeling about 2022?
I'm confident about 2022. I'm worried about this coming winter, I suppose. That's my biggest concern at the moment. What's going to happen at the end of September when our fishing season ends at the end of September? And what's, you know, right until then we're very busy. We're busy right through until the end of September, but then it will die a death. And I suppose we're worried about, you know, even though international travel will be open, I don't see that many international travellers after September.
It's the uncertainty. I'm gonna go up to Dundalk now to meet Eunan Smith. Good morning to you, Eunan.
Good morning, Ella.
You spend your summers doing private limousine tours and driving coaches. You're just back from your first coach tour since March 2020?
Pretty much, yes. I did a 7-day tour and then a short 5-day tour after that. But it was the 7-day tour that brought me over to the West, and it was actually since November 19, our job is seasonal. I had finished at the end of November 19, and like Mary said, you know, we were looking forward to a very busy 2020. All of a sudden, COVID arrived, and that just annihilated that. So, yes, first work since November 19.
So you're able to operate, you're working at sort of 50% capacity, but I wonder also, with the restrictions, how different is the experience for the people you're taking around?
Yeah, there is that. We were a wee bit anxious about what the restrictions were going to entail. I have to say that we were welcomed in the west of Ireland with open arms, virtually, of course. We also actually, the tour that I did was actually for Piers Cavada Coach Tours. And I know that they actually had a meeting with the Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, prior to the tour. They explained what was required of us, you know, and asked what we were going to be able to do. And in fairness to Minister O'Donovan, he pulled out all the stops of the OPWs, made sure that any of the outdoor facilities were available to us, and that we would be, you know, as well looked after as we could within the government guidelines.
And everyone's definitely trying their best, aren't they?
Everyone is trying their best. As I said, you know, it was wonderful to be back to these places after almost 2 years. Welcomed, of course, with the virtual open arms, and everybody is or has been very optimistic, just as Mary has said there.
Yeah, I'm going to bring in Kanisha. I'm going to bring in Kanisha McGettigan up there in Donegal. Kanisha, you decided to do some research about tourism on the Wild Atlantic Way, and this came from personal experience from your father.
Yeah, so around the time that I was doing this research in late 2020, I suppose the uncertainty surrounding COVID was at an all-time high, and I myself have family members, and my dad included, working within the industry. So I seen firsthand the devastation it caused, and I suppose I recognised just how vulnerable the tourism industry was. And I suppose when I thought about it a bit more and just took a step back, I realised that all those working along the Wild Atlantic Way, be it employers or employees, they've suffered so much and have made so many sacrifices in attempt to keep the industry alive and to ensure jobs. So just through my research, I wanted to give all 154 participants an opportunity to express themselves.
And you found, Kanisha, that there was a strong mix of optimism and pessimism. But generally, I mean, they're a resilient bunch, aren't they?
Oh, without a doubt. Resilient doesn't even cut it. They're so strong, and they are a confident industry, even though they've been knocked out time and time again over the last number of months. But they're determined to come out the other end with their livelihoods intact. And I suppose it's something that's very admirable when you look at the industry along the entire route.
And your feelings for 2022? I mean, you know, it's as I said earlier, it's difficult to know how things are going to pan out. But as it stands at the moment, you know, businesses are able to operate, albeit with these kind of restrictions.
Yeah, you know, fingers crossed. It would be so nice to see the return of tourism. And even when I look at the likes of my dad and his colleagues and everybody else, anybody who works in tourism loves their job and loves what they do. So it would be so nice to see people be able to get back to their lives and back to their livelihoods and to have people enjoying the beauty of Ireland again.
And you worked with Liam Carr. Dr. Liam Carr, good morning to you. You worked with Kanisha on this research. What's your feeling about the next 12 months?
Well, thank you. That's the industry itself is very fickle in the best of years. You know, you have to constantly attract tourists. And Ireland's tourism economy and the Wild Atlantic Way's tourism economy has a large component of international visitors. So, you know, as Mary said, having, you know, getting through this year is an achievement in itself. But getting through the next winter and having some confidence about, you know, what the plans are, you know, knowing from the government exactly how reopening will continue on a more than daily basis, on a month-to-month basis even, or knowing that you can begin to rely on booking things in January and February right now, because they're not worried about August and September. They're actually thinking about Christmas, and they're thinking about January and February.
And trying to plan ahead. Well, you've written a very interesting piece on rte.ie/brainstorm, and I encourage everyone to read more about Kanisha and Dr. Liam Carr's research up there. And many thanks to our tour guide and driver, Eunan Smith in Dundalk, and to Mary Aston from Glengarrig B&B in Carrigaholt in County Clare. And best of luck to all the businesses along the Wild Atlantic Way. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.